Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I grew up not listening to a lot of radio. I knew about Howard Stern, would hear snippets, but when you're in training and you're working and all that, I don't think I was in my car long enough or awake enough to listen to radio. And I listened to a lot of music, and I would, to try to get pumped up, listening to music, 98.5, 94.1, now 101.5, which I'm on that station, so happy about that. But as I didn't really listen to a lot of Howard Stern. I didn't know much about Howard Stern until the movie Private Parts, and I thought that was pretty good. I was like, okay, I'm pretty impressed. Howard Stern, impressive. Understand he is, you know, one of the, one of the gods in radio in terms of being able to get ratings, being able to stimulate conversation and keep people engaged. I was horrified, though, to listen to one interview that, unfortunately, I think contributed to the death of somebody that many of us have been very familiar with, Dana Plato. Dana Plato was on Different Strokes, and she had died this was 24 years ago. So May 8th in 1999, she had taken her life one day after being on the Howard Stern Show. And I listened to her interview. It was about a 33-minute interview. And I was just shocked, not so much by Howard Stern, but by the callers. And people are evil. So for those of you who don't know Dana Plato was a childhood actress. I got a big, huge part on Different Strokes. When she moved in with her fiancé at the time, had been pregnant, apparently some issues of drugs, and many of the co-stars had done drugs, from what we understand, they wrote her out of the sitcom. She was, I think, 19 at the time. She since then had had maybe little bitty parts and modeling, and unfortunately had some run-ins with the law, allegedly robbed a Las Vegas video store and some other things. And she was known in the news, but she had succumbed to drugs. Well, apparently in 1999, much different than these days, these callers were really vicious about her drug use and about a potential relationship she had with a woman. So they were accusing her of being a lesbian. Nowadays, it's that people talk about it so freely, and you know, who cares? That's who I am, and I'm proud of it, or whatever. However people talk about it, or drugs. I mean, we see Elon Musk smoking pot. What was it on the Joe Rogan show? But apparently in 1999, people were accusing Dana Plato being on the Howard Stern Show of being stoned, and her sexual preferences. And they were mean, to the point where they were making her cry. Now, this was one day before she took her life. The Howard Stern Show, and I'm not sure if it was the producer at the time, didn't seem to help a lot. They did try to interject, and Robin Quivers was being amazing and trying to be very, very supportive. And every now and then Howard Stern would say something supportive. But when Dana Plato said, look, yeah, I've been in rehab, I've been clean. If you want, I'll take a drug test right here and now. So they encouraged it. And the producer was like, I could go and have my guy buy one right now. We'll do it right now on air. Okay, I get that allows ratings, but you'd be very, very careful. You know, when somebody is in rehab, and this interview probably shouldn't have happened. It was a disaster. And so she felt goaded into, so she pulled out some of her hair, gave them the hair. Well, after the interview, she asked for the hair back. And who cares if she was doing drugs? Who cares if she had marijuana on board? Or, I mean, nowadays, like I said, people are literally getting high on their podcast. But apparently, 24 years ago, it was the crime of the century. And callers were calling in so vicious. One was very supportive. Another one who was in rehab themselves was supportive. She thanked them. But when you hear these callers, these people were just pure evil. Next day, they thought it was an accidental overdose originally, and then they found that the levels had to have been intentional. She took her life. Her son, the one that she had lost different strokes, her role to different strokes to, I think it was her only child, he ended up taking his life, I believe, in 2015. This is a family that needed help. And unfortunately, you know, these, I don't know, I'm not very happy with where, you know, reality TV and entertainment went in the 90s to 2000s. It got a little messy. And, I mean, I was happy that American Idol came, Glee. You know, I was like, okay, let's bring some more music. Okay, let's do that. Because, honestly, the trash talk got to a peak. But what blows my mind is how when you hear people freaking out that she could have been stoned during the Howard Stern interview, I don't know how many people have been on the Howard Stern show stoned now, and nobody would blink an eye. She didn't have to die. She didn't have to feel like she had to make good on her defense of, well, then fine, test me now. You know, I mean, she's an actor. She had a lot of talent. She was a figure skater. All anybody could think about is if she was a lesbian and if she did drugs. And they were calling her names. And people just like to be vicious. You know, I saw a picture. The Golden Knights kind of got their butts kicked, right, by the Oilers on Saturday night. And there was a picture of a woman double middle fingering one of the Oilers players. And as a Golden Knights fan, I'm embarrassed by that. Okay, these players work hard. Okay, whether you're a Maple Leafs, whether you're a Hurricane, whether you're a Devil, whether you're a Golden Knight, you're doing your job. And for you to be ridiculed and given the middle fingers, the double one, and the hate, and the, now I get, you know, you hurt one of our players, okay, all right, no, you're going to be in for it. But just doing your job, people are mean. People are evil. So our attitudes might have changed about drugs and who you decide to sleep with. But the evil is still there. And I don't think that's ever going to change. People are just outright mean. 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So I know this is not a very sexy topic, but we got to talk about our teeth. A lot of us have been really neglecting our teeth, and we have been making crucial mistakes on our teeth. And every now and then, I will give us some teeth time. Fox News has a very nice article on the worst dental mistakes you could make for your teeth. And here are 12 missteps that I just want to quickly review with you all. Because keep in mind, if you don't keep your teeth and your dental care up, that could put you at risk for heart disease, pneumonia, cancer, other conditions. We have got to be up on our teeth. So, first and foremost, people are neglecting their oral hygiene. They think they're brushing their teeth. They're doing maybe the bottom, and then they spit and they're done. No, you really need to massage the gums with that toothbrush. You need to really clean your teeth. And then after that, you need to dental floss. Maybe use a water pick. Dr. Sean Kutley, a dentist in Santa Clarita, California, told Fox News Digital that neglecting oral hygiene includes not brushing and flossing regularly, which can lead to tooth decay, gum disease, and other oral health problems. You need to establish a daily oral hygiene routine that includes brushing your teeth twice a day for at least 2 minutes and flossing at least once a day. Now, I have been talking less than 2 minutes. How many of you would have been brushing your teeth this whole time in terms of time length? They say don't treat your teeth as tools. So a big problem we do is we tear with our teeth. We pull with our teeth. How many of you have pulled out a nail with your tooth? I have. I swear. No lie. I have to put something up and there's a nail there. And I can't get that nail. I have literally put my mouth on it, and pulled the nail out of the wall with my teeth. Not supposed to do that. Your teeth are not package rippers. They're not bottle openers. That could cause cracking, chipping, damaging. You got to treat your teeth like you treat your nails. They're not good. Tobacco. I get it. Many of you served military. That's when you got hooked on it. I get it. I understand. God bless you for, putting your life on the line. But tobacco kills your teeth. So does, I think, vaping. Vaping's been linked to gum disease. It stains your teeth, causes bad breath, increases your risk of gum disease and oral cancer. You gotta quit smoking. You gotta lay off the tobacco. Vaping has not only, chemicals and nicotine, but there's things that we haven't even been able to identify. And those things that the vapor mixed with when it's heated can cause chemicals that could affect our teeth and blow down wear down our enamel. Now, some people file down their teeth. Not supposed to be doing that. Some people will actually take a file and chisel their teeth to make them look even. Now, I have a couple chipped teeth, but for the most part, they look like they're on the same plane, but I could see how one tooth looks a little longer than another. Some people file it down themselves. What the hell are you doing? Bacteria could get in there, cause irreversible damage of the teeth. Once the enamel's gone, it's gone. And then you get very sensitive. So you have to just don't be messing with your teeth. Some of us brush our teeth too hard, according to Fox News. You need to brush your teeth 2 minutes. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to scrape them like at a dentist. You need to brush your teeth with the right toothbrush, not too much force. If you start to bleed or wear down your enamel, that could cause bacteria to get in and affect your teeth. So you want to brush your teeth gently, pressure sensing electric toothbrush or a soft manual toothbrush. Now, for those of you going, "Oh, I don't have time to get a new toothbrush." Okay, well, can you do this step? Drink some water. A big mistake people make is they don't drink enough water. Instead, they're drinking a diet soda or they're drinking an energy drink. And so what ends up happening is they add acid to their teeth. That wears down their enamel. You need to hydrate. Your gums need hydration. Also, after you eat or drink some water to rinse, and maybe just swish. Go to the bathroom and just swish out your mouth, even if you don't have a toothbrush. But we leave food in our teeth all the time. Some medications will give us dry mouth, like antihistamines. A lot of you guys are on antihistamines right now for the allergy season. That could cause dry mouth and cause a lack of saliva. Quit chewing on ice. A lot of you say, "You know what, I'm going to hydrate, but so I don't have to pee, I'll chew on ice." Don't be chewing on ice. Trust me, I chew on ice. I like ice. I don't know where I got that habit, but it causes microfractures. These could cause more significant fractures and later cause broken teeth. One study from Japan said people who chew 30 ice cubes each day, using only the left side of their mouths over a 2-decade, were found to develop cavities and changes in that jaw on that side. Ice hurts. Now, we talked about our fingernails. Don't bite your fingernails. 30% of us bite our nails. But not only can it damage your fingers, it can also chip the teeth. Even though your teeth are harder than nails, they have thinner incisal edges that can chip if you bite your nails in the wrong way. And some of your nails are pretty thick. I've seen your nails. So trim your nails short. Don't be biting your nails. A lot of you guys are going way overboard on the do-it-yourself whitening. I was at a wine tasting event for the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians up in Reno. Fantastic event. But once you have any sort of Cabernet, your teeth turn purple. So people like to whiten their teeth. Some people will mix baking soda with hydrogen peroxide, use a boil and bite mouth guard, and then they will try to do it yourself. But baking soda is very abrasive. It could damage your tooth enamel. Plus, the night guard might not fit your mouth perfectly. So the hydrogen peroxide could leak out, irritate the gums. Some people will brush with turmeric. And that, even though it has health benefits, it has a dark yellow color. You might not be able to brush it off completely, and some people strain their teeth or stain their teeth. And it makes the teeth look more yellow. So even if you go to a dentist or a cosmetic dentist for cosmetic teeth whitening, double check and make sure that bleach and whatever they're using doesn't also get absorbed into your body, because I think that could be a problem. Now, a lot of us snack all day and consume too much sugar. Sugar kills your teeth. I get it. I love sugar, but I also love my teeth. And you have to remember that if you are going to introduce any sugar into your body, try not to, but at least brush it off. And keep in mind, bacteria love the sugar, and bacteria make acid. So the bacteria live on your teeth, eat the sugar, make more acid. Sugary substances, soda, candy, can make a more acidic environment. You know how people say, oh, I got to be more alkaline. Well, if you want to be more alkaline, less acidic, cut your carbs. So limit sugar intake, healthier snacks. Do-it-yourself orthodontics. Some people will, on their own, try to use gap bands, rubber bands, paper clips, beads, dental floss, elastic bands to move their teeth. It's because orthodontics is so expensive. It is so expensive to get braces that people say, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. Careful with that. If not done, you could hurt your gums and your roots and your teeth. It could cause bone loss and tooth loss. And just don't skip your regular dental visits. I get it. If you don't have dental insurance, it's expensive. I get that. You cannot skip it. You know, at least your dental visits get rid of the tartar plaque, tooth decay. They'll find cavities. If they find cavities early, they could address them. Another thing Fox News isn't talking about, but I suffer with, is teeth grinding. You've got to get yourself a mouth guard that a dentist helps you fit. Because if you are grinding your teeth, once you lose that tooth, it's gone. And when you grind it down, you could get cavities, you could get microfractures. It's not a good thing. I don't know why I grind my teeth. I don't want to. I'm usually pretty relaxed when I sleep. But apparently some of my nightmares or dreams or stress comes back to haunt you when you grind your teeth. You got to stop that. If you can't stop it on your own, you got to use a guard. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. 8 counts of manslaughter are among the many charges filed against a Brownsville, Texas man accused of plowing into a crowd of people yesterday, killing 8 and seriously injuring several others. Police say they don't yet know if it was intentional. There's no doubt about the intent of the man who shot at random at people outside a suburban Dallas mall on Saturday. Police say that man had a long social media history of white supremacist posts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's sending National Guard troops to the southern border to turn back those who try to enter the USA illegally. The expiration of Title 42 is expected to bring a surge of migrants. Closing arguments underway in New York City in the civil rape trial of former President Trump. A writer who says Trump raped her in the mid-90s is suing for that and for defamation. Trump denies it, saying E. Jean Carroll made it all up to help sell her book. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I noticed, which is kind of fascinating, is because of COVID, things we paid for we don't really usually get, and prices are up. I don't mind with this next thing, but it's interesting. There's a bill that may end the mandate for your hotel room to be cleaned on a daily basis. Now, I've noticed over the past few years that we aren't getting daily room cleaning. And the funny thing is when I stay in a hotel, I always keep it locked. I don't want somebody coming in and cleaning the room. They don't need to. They're busy. I can be fine for a day or two. As long as I can ask from the cart for a couple extra towels if I need them, I'm good. But one of the main reasons why I don't have my room cleaned on purpose is because somebody had stolen a whole bunch of my stuff. I had a bag that had everything, my jewelry, my makeup, and they had taken it. And when I asked the hotel, can I look through the garbage? They said, here, you can look at the garbage. It wasn't the garbage. It was taken. And, hundreds of dollars of stuff. I don't really buy expensive jewelry, so it was only hundreds of dollars of stuff. But still, it was a lot of stuff that was taken. And I'm like, you know what? There's no need. And I trust housekeeping. I know many individuals in housekeeping, but in terms of what happened in this one city, no. And so I'm like, you don't have to clean my room. And the funny thing is if you notice, hotel prices have gone up, and still, room's not getting clean. They'll even say, you're not going to get housekeeping. So interestingly, Las Vegas, Nevada lawmakers are considering a bill that would repeal the provision that requires daily housekeeping at resorts and hotels. Proponents include major casino operators in the Nevada Resort Association who say the daily housekeeping rules are outdated. It limits customer choice and makes operating amid a labor shortage more difficult. There aren't enough individuals to clean. So why have that pressure? So they say if this bill passes, I think it ensures guest choice. We want to go back to pre-pandemic health regulations, which still requires hotels to clean sheets and pillow slips between guests. Now, Culinary's Worker Union and Bartenders Union, which represents 60,000 workers in Las Vegas and Reno, oppose the bill because of concerns that it could lead to layoffs in housekeeping, a workforce largely composed of women and people of color. They say, according to this, union leaders also voice concerns that dropping daily housekeeping would lead to more work for staff and make the job less safe by isolating staff members. See, that's interesting. You would think there's a law that everybody would be like, oh, that makes sense. And you're like, oh, no, I didn't think about that. Now, see, I'm already seeing that there's not enough staff. So I don't see people getting fired if there's already not enough staff for people to clean. Because mind you, people leave every day. You might need to have more people leaving on a Sunday, but there's individuals checking out every day, so you'll always need housekeeping. But the idea that you have to have housekeeping every single day, well, that helps save casinos money. You're still paying for it as a consumer. But see, some of you like it. I just don't. I don't want anybody in my room. Remember that video that showed that one housekeeper was going on the people's computer and, gosh, it went viral, where she comes into the room and she starts playing around with their tablet and their computer, and that freaked a lot of people out. And so, when you have your own personal belongings, it makes people nervous. Now, again, I have family members in housekeeping. I trust them. I think they are some of the most amazing workers, and I hope you all are tipping your housekeepers. But I get why we probably aren't, we probably don't need to be necessarily doing that. I just hope that if they do pass this bill, they cut the price of our rooms. Apparently not. So, they say Nevada isn't the only market that requires daily housekeeping. New Jersey has implemented in March 2020, guest rooms must be cleaned and sanitized daily with towels, sheets, pillowcases. That changed to at least once a day. Los Angeles City Council passed a measure that prohibits hotels from adopting policies that automatically forego daily change. So some people are actually, cities are actually asking for more cleaning. But what's amazing about this, and I know this doesn't seem to be the most exciting headline, is anything that has been questioned as to why are we doing it, and the answer was, well, that's the way it's always been done, is now being questioned. So, coffee. Do you have to have coffee in the rooms? Why do we drink coffee in the morning? These are things that, because coffee uplifts you, all that. Yeah, but decaf. Why are people drinking decaf in the morning? Why are we having breakfast? This is the decade where anything that was questioned is getting questioned. Now, maybe they're over-questioning. Maybe not. But look at how we've had people question, am I even a girl? Am I even a boy? They're questioning if we should even have birth certificates with genders on there. They're questioning which bathrooms people should use. Does a female teen have to be all biological female?
does a wedding have to have a wedding dress? Do you have to give an engagement ring? Why can't we just say we're going to get married and I just give you a wedding ring that I could buy for $100 and save the thousands of dollars on an engagement ring? Look at dating. Dating, and I'm not saying all these changes are correct, but or not. I'm just saying these are the things that people are questioning. Gen Z, some of the biggest questioners. Why a college degree? What is that doing? Why do I have to see a doctor in person? See, when I went to school, doing medicine over the phone was scary and deadly. And if you did a phone consult, it was very limited, with the idea that there would be close follow-up after, because there's stuff that would be missed. Now, it's the norm. The average person is only seeing doctors over the phone. Where's your exam? How do we know there's not a melanoma brewing on your butt? Who's examining you? We have now questioned everything. Everything is being questioned. Mother's Day. Do we call it Mother's Day? Now, I think they were talking about changing it to birthing a person, a birthday, or everything is being questioned. And so if you are in an industry where all it takes is somebody going, we say, why are we doing that now? We could be saving money. It's all about saving money now. It's all about figuring out if there's something that is obsolete. And if there's going to be a change, it's going to happen now. So if you were in one of these industries where it relied on tradition, that might change. You know, churches relied on people donating. Well, if people are donating, churches might have to start going into retail and selling things and becoming more businesses. I don't necessarily agree with that. I kind of like the way it was, but if churches can't survive on people donating and the goodness of their heart, how else do they afford the rent? How else do they feed the poor? It's amazing how things are just, like I said, schools. I'm questioning why we have kids sitting on their butts for 8 hours in school, getting bullied, being tortured by other kids in school, and not learning what they need to. Shorten the school day, and then get them out there into the real world, learning trades, learning exercise, learning how to balance a checkbook, learning things practical, and get curriculum shortened to 4 hours. Finish high school at age after sophomore year, and do junior and senior year associate's degree college. I mean, if we're going to change things, you know, now it's time to do it. 1-877-DR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently there are some out-of-control wildfires in western Canada that has already caused evacuations. Fire crews have been battling them and they're threatening communities. The fires are threatening communities in western Canada. Even though there were some cooler temperatures and rain, apparently the drought still has left multiple acres of dry vegetation that are at risk for wildfires. Official in Alberta said there were 108 active fires in the province. They've evacuated about 30,000 individuals, up from 24,000 on Saturday. There is a province-wide state of emergency declared. They say two out-of-control wildfires in neighboring British Columbia have caused some people to leave their homes. Officials warn that they expected high winds to cause the blazes to grow bigger over the next few days.
Provincial officials in Alberta said the weather forecast was favorable for the next few days with small amounts of rain and overcast conditions, but they cautioned that hot and dry conditions were predicted to return within a few days. We're also being told that the Canadian energy production had been shut down, at least 2% of some of the the natural gas exports and some of the oil producing areas. This state of emergency had, I guess, affected 185,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, or 2% of the country's output. Canadian natural gas exports to the United States fell to 6.7 billion cubic feet per day on Sunday, the lowest since April 2021. Most of the reductions were on pipes from Canada to the U.S. Midwest, including Enbridge, Pembina, Alliance Pipe, TC Energy Corp, Great Lakes Pipe, Northern Border Pipe, and Gas Transmission Northwest Pipe. Hopefully that doesn't cause too many issues or shortages and prices to spike. Following are the energy companies whose operations have been impacted, Paramount Resources. They have, I guess, shuttered at least 50,000 barrels of 50,000 of the units, barrels of oil equivalent per day. Crescent Point Energy Corp, 45,000. New Vista Energy, 40,000. Vermilion, 30,000. Pipestone Energy, 20,000. And more have been listed as well. So we'll keep you posted on those. But if you are in need of gas it up, I would probably do it now, especially if you live in those areas that could be affected. An area that is of unfortunately back and forth drama and chaos is the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And the United Nations nuclear watchdog has raised concerns about the safety, saying the situation is increasingly unpredictable. Moscow has ordered the evacuation of residents from this now Russia-occupied area close to the facility. 1,600 people, including 660 children, have been evacuated from the Russian-occupied towns on the front lines of Zaporizhia. And the Zaporizhia nuclear plant is Europe's largest nuclear power station. I think it's 13th largest in the world. The town of Enerhodar was among 18 settlements whose residents were evacuated. Most of the plant staff live in that town. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director, General Rafael Mariano Grossi, said in a statement that he was deeply concerned about the increasingly tense, stressful, and challenging conditions for personnel and their families, and about the very real nuclear safety and security risks facing the plant. They said, we must act now to prevent the threat of a severe nuclear accident and its associated consequences for the population and the environment. So the evacuation of the town came amid rumors of an anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive, with the southern region likely to be a major target as Kyiv seeks to push back Moscow. Now, I'm sure Ukraine is, of course, putting safety, especially nuclear safety, on the forefront. But for Moscow and Russia to urge evacuation, you know something's going to go down. And with Moscow's history of false flags, starts making us very nervous. And so claims that Russian soldiers are evacuating as civilians have popped up, where some, I guess, soldiers have been, from what we're hearing, rumored, looking as if they are civilians so they can leave. This is just a bad, bad, bad situation. You have individuals in the military who don't want to be. You have propaganda trying to keep people in the military. You have a war that should have never started, and individuals being, according to reports, carted off to camps and deep into Siberia and being stripped of their identifying papers and phones and family members. I mean, just like what you would have heard in what we heard back in Nazi Germany's occupation of territories and countries. And I'm not sure what the UN is doing or
what authority the UN has, but the UN was supposed to prevent something like this from happening. And here we are at risk of a nuclear accident. This is just going on too long. It's been over a year, and it's I think as Russia gets more desperate, we could have, unfortunately, more dangerous things happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Coca-Cola is now making a change to those plastic rings that would hold, when you get a six-pack of soda and you grab the plastic holder, brilliantly engineered, the problem is it's plastic. And these plastic soda pop holders, can holders, unfortunately, are a risk to the environment. Risks to fish getting stuck in coral, birds getting caught in these. So Liberty Coca-Cola Beverages has been replacing its plastic rings with a fiber-based paper packaging. This is being reported by NBC Philadelphia. The rings, unfortunately, the plastic rings find their way into the ocean, endangering birds, mammals, turtles, other marine life. They get stuck around animals' noses, mouths, bodies, and they believe that plastic products kill 100,000 marine animals a year. It also adds to the growing ocean trash. A 2021 study found that around 8 million metric tons of plastic enter the ocean each year, made worse by that the plastic can take hundreds of years to biodegrade. This is being reported by the Cool Down. So Liberty estimates that the new policy that they're going to do with this paper-type holder is going to eliminate 7,500 pounds of plastic each year. Their paper-based packaging is designed by Graphic Packaging International. Small, compact, easy to recycle. When you look at it, it looks like a little paper cover that holds them, and then there's a place for you to put your fingers. This might work. Again, cans of soda are heavy. So whatever, you know, plastic is pretty durable. So a paper product as durable, you know, it has to be kind of cardboardy. But apparently, this comes from a New York facility. They've installed the keel clip, and it's trademarked. And it's supposed to be able to hold cans of soda. So it's interesting. When you see that, it's going to be like, I mean, not as attractive because it covers the soda, but you could advertise on it. You could probably make it any color you want. And so I'm sure companies could work around it. But so far, this sleek design is being used in Europe, and we're going to see it in the United States. And, you know, I love our environment. Anything we could do to help it, I just don't like some of these policies and laws that can actually hurt the environment more and cost more than what it's intending to help. But for something like this, soda pop is already pretty expensive and many of us aren't buying it. So I'm fine with getting rid of the plastic. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.